What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, Avery.
Hey! Goldberg! I bet if that talk was a cheeseburger, you stop it!
No, I agree. I would not be an acid physically. I have more of a podcast body.
Quack! 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 Quack!
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey, everybody. It was just the math section. I'm Mike. That's Tommy.
Hello, everyone.
That's Kevin.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome to the Quack Attack Podcast, an Infinitive Mighty Ducks podcast. I'm not going to waste any time because we have on the line one of our favorites, I would say. We have Sway Bhatia, a.k.a. Sophie. Sway, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going to get into season two, but I do want to backtrack. We had you on in season one. You guys told us the story about Brady spraying the fart spray in the classroom. We ended up talking to Brady, and he says, hey, Sway was in there with me. She was laughing.
I was.
How do you feel about him, you know, just sort of throwing you under the bus there and implicating you in this act?
I saw that interview and I was like, all right, Brady, all right, he's calling me out. And I remember, I think there was another one where he mentioned the prank about the pink and yellow, where he was colorblind. And then he blamed my mom for ratting him out, which is not completely false, but he doesn't have to throw me under the bus like that. We were all like pranksters inside, but we never, none of us like went through with it as well as Brady did. He did calm down in season two, though, which I think shocked us all. He didn't prank us as much. I think he, it's my turn to call him that now. He napped on set a lot.
I was going to say, do you think that's a sign of maturity or was he scared?
You know, it's probably a little bit of both. I'll give him credit, though. He did mature from season one.
Nice, nice. Anything of note that he pulled in season two or anybody really?
I don't remember anything really crazy. You know what, there's a lot more like battles, like there was a lot more rap dance battles. There was a big dance battle, actually. It was me against someone else in the cast, and then I'd like to say I won, but it was a tie. And then DJ came in and like killed it, so he on TikTok something went viral called like getting sturdy. So DJ like came, like got sturdy, and he won the entire battle. So we got very competitive, less prankish. It's more just competitive.
I like that. I like that. DJ did mention
that's like the theme of the camp, though, is competitiveness. So it seems like it was really rubbing off on you guys.
Wow. DJ did mention that he has an affinity for popping out and scaring people.
Oh, and yes, he does. Oh my God. He'd come behind my back and he'd like, so he, there's like this thing where if you like pinch your neck, it like makes you crazy. And he did that to me so much. And I'd always be like, stop. I don't like, I'm not actually mad at him. It's like ticklish, sensitive like that. So he'd always do it to me. I'm always the culprit when it comes to that.
Yeah. He did mention that you were his favorite to scare. So.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if that, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but.
Said that I'm his favorite, and then you said to scare, and I was like, oh, all right. Well, I am pretty gullible. No, not as much as I was in season one. I was like, pumps would say that there's an alien behind me, and I'd believe them. And in season two, when they were like, oh, there's a bug on your head, I'll be like, yeah, right. Then there actually is.
Nice.
So, well, enough in season two.
There you go. You're maturing too. That's a good side. Yeah. All right. Let's go into season two. Just what was your sort of reaction? Obviously, Sophie's had quite the journey here. What was your reaction for that?
You know, I love Sophie in season two. I think what's so cool about her is that she's definitely a lot more relatable this season. She doesn't have to deal with her parents nagging her every 2 seconds. She's, you know, got them to lay off of her for a good summer. And I think she doesn't quite expect what comes to her at Epic. She wants just a chill summer with her friends, with this new team that she's recently become a part of. And she gets to camp, and I think she gets flashbacks to the Mean Mighty Ducks with Coach T. I mean, that was the turn of events for her that sort of made her think if she really wanted to be there, if she really wants to do this whole intense hockey thing. So I think that created conflict between relationships, between hockey, between friendships. And that's sort of where the storyline takes for this season. And it's a really, really cool season, I think. And I feel like I go through that in my life as well, like finding where I fit in the place, even like when it comes to high school and where I fit in with my group there.
So have you, Sway, have you had your rebellious phase? Are you currently in that?
I think I'm currently in it. I had like an event the other day. My mom was like, hey, you want to wear this? And I was like, not cool enough.
Nice.
I think I'm as rebellious as Sophie. Maybe not. I think I'm less rebellious than her, honestly. I don't have the guts to dye my hair. A strand of my hair. But I do have the guts to like wear those hoops. And actually, that was my idea, to wear like the cool rebel silver hoops. And like, I go like this all the time. I like pull up rock signs and everyone's like, oh, gang signs. I'm really just saying like rock on or I love you in sign language. So that's my rebellious face.
Mm. So you didn't actually dye your hair for the, you know, the little blue streak for Sophie?
I totally would have. I was telling the director and I was like, you want me to bleach it? You want me to make it blue? I will. See, I was rebellious and I wanted to be rebellious. They just didn't let me. I think it was like SAG rules or something. But I had like a clip in and I think I don't know if I still have it, but I did love that thing. I was so excited when it came to dyeing my hair blue.
I like it. I guess that brings up a good point. There's like a lot of different, there's like Epic shirts and Mighty Ducks caps that you guys are getting. Do you have that stuff? Do you have to give it back? Like, what do you get to take home?
You know, sadly, I didn't get to keep that. I have taken a lot of things from set, though. I don't want to say a lot. Now I'm going to sound like I'm stealing things. But I did steal my jewelry. I had to run off of set on the last day of work because I had to go to a premiere for Miss Marvel, actually. And when I ran off of set, I forgot to take all my jewelry off. So I have my bracelets that she wears every day. I have her earrings. I have her ear cuff. I have the glow sticks that we wore in episode 5 or 6. I think there's more.
Do you have the pizza necklace, though? That's the big question.
Don't. Oh, my God. That's the one thing that I wanted. And actually, it was my birthday last month, and Brady came to my birthday party and he was like, I wanted to get you a pizza necklace for birthday party. And I was like, that would have been so cool. And then I think he got me like a suitcase bracelet, which is still as cool, but that kind of would have been cool. And I just would have lied and been like, yeah, I stole it from set, you know, my rebellious. But I haven't stolen that many things from set besides my jewelry. But they did give us our Mighty Ducks jersey, and they gave us an Anaheim Ducks jersey with our real last name on it.
Nice.
Very cool.
That was my costume. That's how lazy I
am. I like it. And very, yeah, very smart, you know. She didn't steal. Producers, directors, set people, if you're listening, she didn't steal anything.
Steal anything. It just came with me.
There you go. Yeah, so we talked about, you know, season 2. When you're filming season 1, is there any talk about season 2 and like, hey, we could come back, or what's the plot going to be? Did they talk about that at all?
Yeah, I think there were rumors about us filming in Europe. That didn't happen. That would maybe season 3. Who knows? Fingers crossed. We didn't really talk about like the storyline much, but we were like, oh, it would be cool if we had a season 2. And we finished filming season 1. The end of 2022 in December, and we thought we'd start filming season 2 at the beginning of like February in 2021, and we didn't start filming until February 2022. So it was a longer wait than we thought, and I think for a while we didn't expect to get a season 2. But there were like small talks of it during season 1.
Yeah.
So season 2 is obviously, it's in summer camp. Have you been to summer camp before, and were you able to lean on those experiences at all, or was this new to you?
No, I had never been to a summer camp, and especially not an athletic summer camp. I don't know if you guys know, but I am not an athletic person, like, whatsoever. But I could definitely do all those hockey. Like, that's all me. All me. I promise. I'm lying. Yeah, summer camp was completely new to me. And I think some of the cast members had been, so I sort of fed off of what their memories were, and a lot of my friends from school tell me what camp is like, and I guess I learned off of like movies and TV shows what summer camp is like, because I've never really been to one. I did like an acting camp a long time ago when I was younger, but it wasn't a sleepaway camp. So that was completely new, but it was a cool experience. And I think I would want to do it. And the dorms actually at Epic gave a college dorm feel, which was really interesting because they were fancy. They were like fancy, good quality bunk beds, and they were some nice mattresses. I don't know where they were from, but I was about to like take it home. And that's where like some of the apps ended up being, because those mattresses were just great.
Nice. Yeah. You mentioned before you did a little figure skating before the Mighty Ducks, but like, how is your hockey skill now, you know, after two seasons?
Yeah, so I did do some training in between, which was helpful. It's gotten a lot better for sure. Skating has never really been a problem for me because I was a figure skater before. I think it was always the stick handling and the shooting that I had to work on mainly. So I did focus on my stick handling and all of that. And I did end up doing a lot of my stunts though. So the falling I always do, because that comes easy. There was the icebreaker episode. So the first one, me and Tegan did a lot of our own stunts in that one. We did our falls in that. And when we had to shoot it into the ring of death, that thing, we all did a lot of that stuff, which was, it's always fun when we get to do our own stunts. It just feels more authentic to us always.
Nice. How much of the, you know, skating with the Anaheim Ducks was you versus, you know, stunt doubles and stuff like that?
Yeah, so that was all us. Nice. That's what shot that I took. I saw the final cut of it, and I was like, oof. It went like 0.2 miles per hour. That's how bad it was. I was like, they really had to keep that in the final cut. But yeah, no, that was all us, and that was really, really, really fun to do. Skating with them was like a dream come true. I mean, skating with NHL people on NHL ice with official NHL pucks is just so cool. And they were really nice people. And I think we all lived up to their standards. We did like some races, and I can't tell if they just went easy on us or if we were just like really good. But I think it was just a really cool moment. And Max Jones taught us like how to sharp shoot, and he was teaching us how to do a crossbar, which I wasn't successful, but DJ was. DJ is actually really good at his shot. I don't know if he told you that, but that was a lot of fun to do. And I taught them my signature Selly move, which is a bow and arrow. And then Max Jones took it. Oh, I also do my Harry Potter on the little broom. That one's my favorite.
Oh, okay. Yeah. that made it.
I was so glad. And a lot of people took my Sellies throughout the episodes. And I was like, that was my idea, but it's okay. I got a little Harry Potter in there.
Nice. So are you just on set practicing these celebrations, or where are you coming up with this?
Yeah. So during our first 2 weeks of training, we like learned different things every day. And I think we spent one day just doing Sellies, because they were like, this is the most important thing when it comes to hockey. So I thought he was going to be like posture, you know, your angling when you're, or how you're holding a stick. And he was like, no, Sellies. And we were like, all right. And I was like, I could do this. And he was teaching us a few different things. But that was a lot of fun. We spent like a good hour just learning celebrations to do, because they did end up coming in handy.
For sure.
I quickly want you to throw any humbleness out the window. Would you say you're the best hockey player at this point?
No.
Who is?
Brady.
Ugh. Brady? Okay.
Oh my God. Why can't I just be bad about him already? He is really good skater, and he played hockey outside of school as well. I think he was on a team, so he had that. And he also grew up playing rollerblading. What? He grew up playing roller. So yeah, that made him really good.
We won't tell him you said that. Don't worry.
Oh, he knows. He knows.
Yeah, so we are recording this right after episode 7 came out. So this, I guess, it's on our mind. Josh Duhamel directed episode 7. Yeah. How was he as a, you know, a director versus just like an actor? And was there a difference at all in him?
I think he still stayed his young-hearted self. But I think what's really awesome about Josh and even Lauren, working with actors that direct is such a special moment. I think they just understand it differently. It's really cool to be able to work with that kind of director. And Josh is a really incredible director. He has so many amazing creative thoughts. I actually got to, I don't want to take too much credit, but I'm going to throw my humbleness away in this moment. I got to like musically direct the rap. So me, well, Jay wrote that rap, which was a lot of fun to do. We spent like 2 hours in our hotel room because we were in Anaheim writing the rap for that episode. And I got to like musically direct and tell everyone what to do and be bossy and be like directory, if that makes any sense. Because he was like, Sway, take over, do the scene.
Do you get any extra credits for that or anything? Do you get like a we didn't watch the credit scenes for those to see if your name popped up as music supervisor or anything like that?
I didn't do that either, but I remember when I told Fern was like, you better get credit, you better get Apple Music soundtrack moment. And I was like, I really should, because me and DJ spent a lot of time working on that rap, and we're really proud with how it came out. I literally watched it at 5 a.m. before going to school yesterday, so I should probably watch it again and see if I got any credit. But I think some artists wrote about it. It was a really cool moment, though. I've always been into music, and I've always been into writing songs. So it's like the first time I'm actually putting my work out there.
So a couple things. First of all, you don't get any like advanced screeners. They're making you wake up at, you know, 5 a.m.
I know, this is what sucks. Actually, I only got we only got one and two, but sometimes I can't tell if I like the suspense or not. I guess I have to say I do. It's fun though. We have to wait every week for a different episode. And I think it gives us a different perspective of what the audience feels like when they're watching it. I obviously know what's going to happen, but every time I watch the episode, I completely forget that I knew the script. I think that's what's so incredible about the show. And I think season two has just been really good overall compared to season one. I'm biased for sure. We also got to film in LA, which was a lot more fun than Vancouver because it wasn't cold and rainy all the time.
when you're watching it like 5 a.m, do you have like a group chat going with the rest of the cast, or is that kind of like a solo activity for you?
We talk about it afterwards, but yeah, it is pretty much a solo activity. I remember telling Tegan, but I think Tegan's homeschooled. She was like, yeah, I wake up at 5 a.m too, and I'm like, why, what is she was like, yeah, but I'm excited. And I was like, all right, you do you. If I didn't have school, I would not wake up at 5 a.m to watch it. I would wait.
That's, yeah,
we're all just really excited with the outcome of the episodes. We message each other, we're like, oh, that was kind of cool, oh, the shot came out pretty well, because I'd be scared of some episodes knowing that on that day wasn't like a great day, and I was like, I feel like that won't come out well, and then it does. So the editing room is just really talented, I guess. They make us look good.
Yeah, the magic of TV. Going back to the rap there, is that in the script? Does it just say like the kids do a rap and you just built it from there? Or was that something you guys threw in? How did that all come about?
Yeah, it's really interesting how it came about. So Josh really took over this episode and really had a specific vision for it. In fact, in the script, it said the kids talk or do candy challenges or something. Originally, there was like an old gummy worm, I think, in DJ's pocket, and he was like, I don't know how old this is, and they were like, eat it, eat it, eat it, or something. It was something like that. I'm sure it would have been funny too. And then one day Josh saw Maxwell rap freestyling on set, and he was like, you, Maxwell, we're putting that in the show. And we were all like, okay, because I'd hold a beat while he was rapping, and I'd like echo. DJ would tap with his pencils. So we'd do that on set all the time. And Josh was like, we got to get that in there. So he took that opportunity, and he switched out that candy eating scene with the rap. And then he messaged Max one night while we were at the hotel, and he was like, yo, Max, can you write a rap for tomorrow? And we were all like, excuse me? Tomorrow? That's why we were up in the hotel room. But it just came about. It wasn't even in the original script. And it was, yeah, written and directed by us. It was a really cool moment for us to just sort of take over that episode. And I know I want to get into directing and producing. So it was kind of nice introduction into that. And I wasn't in that scene, so I was able to really focus on it without having to be in it. But that was a cool thing, how it wasn't even in the script. And Josh was just like, put it in. We were like, okay.
Yeah, that was very enjoyable for us, sort of knowing, I think we had seen the Instagram video Josh had taken of Maxwell and stuff. So that was very cool. Tommy, Kevin, anything before we go to the quiet question?
I was the social media manager for a day. He was like, Sway, make this Instagram post. And I was like, all right.
There you go.
Tags.
Seems like you're getting all the experience you need, music directing, producing, social media manager. What do you need to do next?
I know everyone's, I actually did every job that I could on set. I was crafty at one point. I was like hair at one point. I was makeup props. It's so, I love to just like do a bunch of things. That was a lot of fun for me.
Nice. I feel like you need an assistant or something. Is that, you know, can you talk to the producers or somebody to get you some help?
I actually I shadowed the director in episode 8 and 9, and I was like his assistant, and my assistant was like the AD. I'd actually be like, hey, can you grab me a coffee? Like, say that, but it's like different when you're a director and you're like, I had like the headphones and everything, and I'd call action, I'd call cut, I'd give the kids notes and everything. It was insane.
And you'd throw the coffee in the assistant director's face, say, this is too warm. You tell me if it's warm enough or whatever.
Exactly. I'd be like, there's one missing ice cube in here. There should be 5 and not 4.
Did he actually get you the coffee?
Yeah, he did.
Nice.
It was a regular. The crafty kept it ready for me every morning. My decaf coffee with 2 pumps of hazelnut and half and half.
Wow. Good job on the AD, you know, knowing where the future is. All right. Anything else, Tommy, Kevin, before we move on to the questions from the fans?
Well, let's get into the questions of the fans, and then if we have time, we could ask a couple more.
All right. So we do this thing called the Quack Question, and we told people you were going to be on, Sway, and we said, what questions do you have for Sway? So Kevin has some questions for you.
Yeah. So first one is going to be duck focus, and then there'll be a bonus one that's, you know, kind of something else. But so the first one comes from Large Turkey on our Discord. And the question is, which season one duck or don't bother who didn't go to camp do you miss the most?
Ooh. Well, we're missing Lauren and Logan. But I mean, we all miss Emilio a lot. I can't like pick between them though. Oh God. Are they really gonna make me do
You can just say that you don't miss any of them.
Don't disappoint the Cracklites.
Exactly.
Kidding. I love you guys. I just saw Bella the other day actually at a premiere for Chucky, which is actually really good. I'm not into horror at all, but it's a good show. Yeah, and Kiefer was just such a fun addition to the show, and I think we all miss his Canadian accent.
Well, that's nice. Even though you're not into horror, you need to listen to our Duck Hunter horror episodes. Iterations 4 and 5 do feature the Don't Bothers and Game Changers kids. So if you can make it past about 11 minutes in either of them.
It's some of Tommy's best work.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know that I get scared really easily, according to DJ.
That's true. All right, Kevin. I will say a very sort of expert sidestep of the, you know, picking between the two. Very smart, very seasoned veteran move. Let's go to, we can move on to the next question though.
Okay, so this one comes from OG Quackalite Armin, who's AK to the max on Twitter. Armin's question is, do your parents let you watch the other show you're on, Succession?
Yeah, I get asked this a lot. I didn't get to watch the first 2 seasons of Succession. I was actually 8 when we first filmed season 1, and I think I was around 9 or 10 when it came out. So I didn't watch all of season 1, but I did watch a few of the episodes I was in. I think the thing about Succession is that it's adult language. So I knew to cover my ears with the foul language. That's what Jeremy had always told me when I was on set. He was like, don't ever repeat what I say. And I was like, okay. And then he was like, F this, F that. And I was like, all right. But I did watch a few of the episodes and I just wouldn't understand any of the business language. The only season I watched full out was season 3. And I still didn't understand the business language. Even my parents don't understand it. And I think both my parents ended up working in finance and they still didn't understand it. But I did watch season 3 and I understand what all the hype was about. Cause I remember I'd be filming and I'm like, but it's just families yelling at each other. And then I'd watch it and be like, oh, that's why people like it.
So along those lines, which of like the Roy kids or family, who do you think would do well at Camp Epic and who would do terribly?
Oh, I think Jeremy would just leave. I really he'd get there and be like, he'd just like there'd be too much pressure on him and be like, he'll be at like 99 on the ranking. Yeah, I don't think Kendall would last. I think Sophie, yeah, other Sophie would last because she has a lot of attitude, and I think she would slay it at Epic. But you know who, Sarah would slay as well. So Shiv, I think, would work.
Yeah,
Phyllis, I think, will just be confused. Greg would be confused, but I think he'd like to stay there. He'd be like, "Wait, are you staying? All right, then I'll stay. Oh, what are we doing? Ice drills? All right, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm following along." You know who, oh my God, Roman would actually kill it. I think he'd be really funny at Epic. I think he'd be rude to a lot of people, but I think he'd be like talented at hockey.
Until his dad just pushed him down for it. Like, yeah. You think hockey's cool?
I don't know how we do it, but I feel like we need to make the show happen.
Crossover. Oh my God. Because all the producers and the creators actually of Mighty Ducks are fans of Succession. And when I got on the set of season 3, right after I finished filming 1, they were all like, "Oh yeah, you came from filming the Mighty Ducks." And I was like, yeah.
All right. So here's what season 3 of Game Changers is.
Oh, okay.
It's all the Succession, all the adults, they get community service.
Yep.
And they have to coach the Mighty Ducks now. There you go.
I would watch that. I would absolutely watch that.
Oh my God. I think that would be like nominated for an Emmy.
Wow. Well,
that would be so good. Wait, we got to make this happen.
Yeah. Tommy, we'll work our connections.
Exactly.
Connor? I'm forgetting the people on the show. Yeah, oh. Connor. Alan
Aaron Rock. Rock, yeah. Or yeah, Alan like, Rock.
I'm going to run for president of this camp.
Nice. Yeah. And then
Connor has had an interest in hockey since a very young age.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Sophie meeting Sophie. That'd be a real like parent trap moment. Like there's a lot to happen here. I like it. Oh my God.
Plus we have an up and coming young director named Sway to pilot the ship.
Whoa. That's true.
All right. Yeah. We're going to work, you know, yeah, you work your connections, we'll work our connections that we definitely have, and we'll see what happens here. But let's do it. We'll figure it out. We'll see you in, you know, maybe a couple years. It takes a while to get these types of things done, but
yeah.
Sway_Bhatia on Instagram, you can find her Twitter, TikTok. Love the transitions on TikTok.
Oh, that was so much fun. They were really cool when it came to making TikToks. I remember they were like really confused, and Zegras was like, "Oh, I've seen this before where you stomp on the phone," and I was like, all right, but don't break my phone, because we had our when we were doing it, and I was so scared. And then I remember teaching Zegras and Max how to do the dance, and they were so lost.
But for us, thequarktech.com, go there, contact us at quarktechpod on Twitter, facebook.com/quarktechpod. Go to iTunes, give us 5 stars, tell us what you think of the Succession Mighty Ducks Game Changer crossover. And if anybody out there has any context and knows how to make this happen, we'll be listening. And remember, ducks fly together.
Ducks fly together.
Bye, quack.
The Quack Attack is back, Jack. Ooh, yeah.